Okay, where are we holding?
First of all, Hashem help us.
Know
the MS. I mean, work together. Let's work together with camaraderie and teamwork here. And Hashem help us know the MS and do His Ritzon perfectly always. We're holding Kaf Gimel. We're halfway down, more than a little bit more halfway down the page.
So it's 23A. Okay.
And we're going to start off with. I just had it. I lost the place. On it. One sec. Right. It's the Bryce here, and we got him picking two hands up. The whipper picks two. Everyone know where we are now. It's about.
Right.
Exactly right. Okay. The wide lines, right. Middle of the wide lines. Just to break the ice for us, a little bit of humor for us. we're trying to understand why the question keeps coming up. How can someone do this? How can someone get in this position? I should have laughed. And be chayav malchus, you know. We said different things about the Sahara. Getting control of somebody, how can he, even though he's being warned, he's still going through this, still being stubborn. Despite the warning, despite the warnings by 280, he still he goes ahead and does the love. He's Chayav Malchus. So I wanted to show this to everybody yesterday. it's a new thing on the market. It'll help explain it. It explains why a person can get himself into trouble. It's a new thing in the market by Tanuva, and I wanted to show it yesterday, but I forgot.
Was it the same trouble?
It's my wife bought it for the kids for a Shabbos tree, for Shabbat. Now that's the key. That's the key here. It's a very important.
Tanuva.
It's called.
So what?
I was surprised. Wow, a new thing. It was like a madan. It's like what a pudding. It's like a mousse. It really tastes like a mousse. Chocolate mousse.
So what's wrong?
So Akiva, beautiful. That's the whole thing here.
What's it called?
That's the. It's called YOLO. YOLO. I said, well, that's a cute name.
YOLO.
I take off the top. There's another cover, like a seal. And it says, "You only live once."
YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO.
Right. Hopefully.
This is why some people do things they shouldn't do. The Yetzer grabs them and says that's why they could be Chayav Malchus. They, even with Adim warning them, don't do such and such, you'll get the punishment of lashes.
You know what's interesting is that in Yiddishkeit we know that if you don't do what's right, you'll live more than once.
That's the positive way of the day.
But mainly, I thought you were going to bring a full container into
the fire. I'm guilty of eating it.
Very good.
Wait,
so is it
Pirate, huh? It's Pirate, yeah.
Oh,
no, sorry, no, it's Halavi.
That's what I was saying. The biggest issue is the Shabbos tree from Tanuva.
Good morning, Shabbos morning.
Good morning, the kids wake up. You give
the kids wake up. So, it's after the shulman.
So, if they're only living once, they need to experience Malchus. I mean, there's nothing like being whipped as an experience.
That's
what you said. So I saw. I said, "Wow! I gotta show the guys this. I gotta show them." Everybody said, "How can a person do anything wrong?" Yeah, well. The Yitzhak grabs him. YOLO. Be careful of YOLO. Be careful of the Yitzhak saying to YOLO.
YOLO, you believe in the Rebbe. Whatever you're supposed to be. I'm trying to. This is our last time here, I hope. He'll take us and put us in the right place, I hope.
So
we don't have to come back here.
Rav Dro will go to town with him. See what Rav Dro, when he sees, he'll go to town over this.
Come back,
you have to give him a show.
He's not going to be here this week?
No, I'm saying no. If he ever saw, if he sees this, okay. He knows about it. He always talks about, you know, the Yisrael and, you know, yeah. The snake within us. So this is part of the snake.
Okay.
So yeah, let's go back to Gemara now. This right, all the big sages would start their shiur off by saying something humorous. So I hope that was humorous enough to start off your shiur.
Okay.
Okay. So we're talking about the person lashing, giving the lashes, the whipper, and he's going to lift up two hands in the beginning, holding the, it's not so heavy, it's not so, it's, but he's going to do it, that's what he's supposed to do, lift it up with two hands in the beginning, and come down with one hand. Let's see, let's go inside. Tana, the Braisa says, Kishuhu, Magbia, Bishtei, Yadov. When he lifts up with two hands, he's holding the whip with two hands. Kishuhu, Maka, administers the lash, and he comes down, he's going to be only having it in one hand. He's going to take one hand away and give the lash with one hand. Maka biyado achas, he hechi de lisa mi di day. His correction on the side, on the margin, it should be easy. Not lashon, negative lashon here, but it's positive lashon, meaning that it will be a added force. It's going to be his full force with one hand. That's going to be a full force blow with the lash, as opposed to two hands. It won't be as powerful. One hand's powerful. Okay, let's continue. Vakore, etc. Now we're going to actually see who's going to be involved with the procedure. How many members of Beis Din will be involved with the procedure of lashing? And we have a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Hagadol Shebadayin Anin Kore. The most chashuv, most important person, he's going to be the one reading the Pasukim, which we mentioned yesterday. He has to be hear the person being whipped. But we said at one point last week that maybe I think Rabbi Nachum mentioned this. Well, maybe he should be given some wine. We know by before a person's chayiv mitzvah is based in, like Skila, they give the person before he's thrown down the cliff and then before he's killed, they give him some wine to, I don't know, I guess, well, make things easier for him a little bit. So here, Rabbi Nachum said maybe he gets wine. So I think Rabbi Ruben, you mentioned this, Rabbi Ruben. Yeah, Rabbi Ruben mentioned how if he's drinking wine, maybe he won't hear the rebuke he's supposed to be hearing clearly. He's part of the whole, the meaning of him, the humiliation, the process. He has to hear the pasukim being read to him. He has to be coherent. So, yeah, it seems that he won't get wine here. Okay, the second person, Hasheni, is Mone, is the second member of Beis Din here, who is counting the number of lashes, and so they don't make a mistake.
But the second person, how many people of Beis
Din? So it seems, it's, okay, so, here we're going to say now Shlishi. Okay, so we already know there's a whipper. This Braisa is not talking about the person giving the lashes. It's talking about three.
The whipper is a shoter.
He's
the whipper is not a person who is part of the Beis Din. That's shoterim. I think the shoterim was
the said cousin. No, it's not, yeah, he can be right.
He's
called a cousin. He could be an overseer of the community, of the community needs. He's also like a gabbai type person.
The guy was hitting him, there's no doubt it was a shoter. The Beis Din had shoterim.
I don't know if he's a policeman. You're saying shoter, I mean...
A real Jewish policeman, not what we have today. There was shoter.
Well, chazen, we had the term chazen. No, we had the term chazen before. Chazen could mean gabbai, a overseer of community needs.
The Maisa was, the best in is minimum. The best is three people. The feet, this.
But there's an overseer, right?
The person. How many people in Bezdin was required to give the psak?
Three. Minimum.
Three. Okay. Fine.
Here we see three more people involved.
No, official Bezdin that gave the psak was no more than three. It didn't even.
Right. Well,
You had
23 seat basements
for
Misa. In the base of Mikdash, you had right there like three major Batei Dinim.
So this was considered a very minor, and you didn't need more than three people in business, as far as you think.
So one reading verses, one counting.
Yeah, one counting. No, one saying that's the first one. The person is saying the pesukim. Number two is the person counting. Number three is the person who says, hey, hakehu.
These are people of the Bezdin. These are people who are carrying out the instructions of the Bezdin. This is not necessarily the
Bezdin. No, these aren't the judges. Oh, yeah. We're not talking about the judges.
Yeah, I'm talking about...
We're not saying that these are the judges. One is...
No, it says
hakehu.
The second from the Gadolos.
Yes.
The second biggest judge, he counts, and the Shlishi, he says.
Okay, I got
you. So you can see from here there's three judges, and they're all...
Yeah, and they're all involved.
Okay, got you. Thank you very much for clarifying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the third... Hashlishi... Okay. Vashlishi Omer Hey Kehu. He yells out.
Him.
Yeah. Right. Bizman Jamaka Maruba Ma'arich. Where the read, this is going on, we're talking about the reader now, the Pasukim. When it's a lot of lashes being administered, so he's going to draw it out. And he's gonna draw the Pasukim out. Mm-hmm. And as we know from the Mishnah, he has to end, when the lashes end, he's going to end the Pasukim. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing here. We saw in the Mishnah. It's going to come out again now. And he's the Pasukim. And along with, as he ends the Pasukim, and though the lashing is going to, at the end, the assigned number of lashes will finish. Bezman Shemake Mu'etes Mekatzer. If the number of lashes aren't so many, so he has to read quickly. He has to read quickly and make sure he reads all the pesukim during that short time period, because it's not so many lashes given. V'ha'anan, don't we have a brisa which says, or actually a mishnah which says, v'ha'anan tanan chozir l'schilas ha'mikra. According to our mishnah, like I just said before, it's like the timing of the pesukim should coincide with the ending of the lashes. And this might not happen, this, especially when there's not many lashes given. It might not happen. He has to try to read fast, get all the pesukim in. It might not happen. So the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah to try to be exact.
If he's got a lot of lashes and he's reading too quickly,
right,
he's going to finish reading before the lashes are finished, and he's going to have to close it.
Okay.
Return to the beginning.
Okay.
Go back to the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
The reading's got to be during the duration of the whipping. At
yeah.
The time.
Right.
Right.
Mitzvah that Sam saying. Right, this is what I'm saying. Okay, you try your best, as the Gemara is saying here. And if you can't do it that way, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, the reader has to do his best in order to finish the recital of the Pesukim along with the time it with the end of the all the lashes. which you're assigned to be given. Okay? Now, we have another brisa now. Makar Rabba. Tana Rabbanim Makar Rabba. That's what it says in the Torah. A great hit. A big hit. Ein li ela makar rabba. We're going to say that in the beginning. The Havamina is that Makarabba is referring to the number of lashes. But we're going to come up in the end that it really means the power of the lashes. Okay, that's sneak previews. Makamu utes minayin. From what do we know that even an increase of a small amount of lashes is aster? Even so, right now we're talking about number of lashes. Additional makar rabba means right now the havamina is it's many additional lashes. That's for sure. Seems to be not permitted. Shouldn't do that. The Torah is telling us. From what do we know? Even one extra, just a slight increase. Makamu etes minayin. Where's that source? Even a slight one lash extra is also considered a makar rabba. Tanaromar.
And what we're talking, as Rivan says, we're talking about a makar rabba when you're adding on a lot of lashes. Rivan.
Okay. Well, that was. Well, now we're saying namu etis. But how we know.
That's also the same thing there, too.
Namu etis. Let's see. Where's the Rivan? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Ah. Shehu. The one that says Shehu Makaraba?
Ainli Makaraba. No, the one above that.
Oh, the short one.
Not so short.
Ainli, first word of the line. Above
15
lines,
right?
Shehu
Makaraba.
Oh, I have here
Makamu
Utes.
Yeah, right after that. 2 lines, yeah.
Okay. Ainli Ela Makaraba. Reisha de Brisa, Hachi Isa, Bistifri, Ainli Ela Bizman, Shemo, Sifin, Al Minyan Arbaim. Okay, that's when you're adding on to a large number. Right?
When you're adding on with a marker, you're adding on. Oh, okay.
Right? Al Ko Omer, Va Omer, Shema.
Omer.
I'm sorry, right? Estimation. Va Omer, estimation to Madu. They estimate based in. Minayin, how do we know that from where the estimation, that if they go over, okay, good, right. If they go over, we have another love on them, right? There's two love him, really. On the whipper, Rivan saying, we have two love him here. Regarding Lo Yosef. We have on the whipper and also on Basin, they should not evaluate. Estimate over the what the person can take, right? Lost the place. Lo yisim mikom. Then there's makar rabba. Ainli ela makar rabba, etc. Ainli dechayev alko Yosef ela bizman shekiu makos harbe al omein makos muodis afilu shtei. Here, it says here, afilu shtei makos. Yeah, that's what I said before.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
But
yeah.
On the Makar Rabba, you're going. That's what I said. I wasn't clear. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that. Yeah, Maku. The Havamina now in the Gemara is Makar Rabba is a big increase over what he can take.
Right.
Good. Right. Makar Moedis going to Rivan now is. Is it just a slight increase?
Not only you can take on what he was evaluated on.
meaning I think it was valued on 18,
good,
and you give
good.
The guy 439, then it's a big increase on what he was evaluated on.
Right.
Now, how do we know a small evaluation?
Right, okay.
Small, like a little more overt.
Right. It's also that's a love. No matter what, it's going to be a love. Us to those three, even a small amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you see? Don't add on.
If that's the case, this is what Gemara is saying.
Yeah.
If we know that you're going to get punished for just a little bit, why don't we have to say, Rabbi, you're going to get punished for a lot extra.
Good. Right. So we have to talk about something else then. We have to change gears here and say that really the Havamina we had was wrong. And we're going to say, Imkain ma tamaloma makaraba limeid al harishonos shehein makaraba. That the beginning of the lashes, the very first one, it has to be with force, with a makaraba. We're not talking in terms of number now. The force. That's pshat in the pasuk regarding the words makaraba. The force has to be all the way through, has to be full force, all the lashes to be full force. Let's see, one sec.
So we're not in the beginning of the makaraba, should they makaraba?
Yeah.
A maka with force.
Right, this teaches us that regarding the first set, the first assessment, that's considered a great beating. Not regarding the number of lashes, but regarding the force which each of the lashes should be given. Okay, that's what's being taught.
So the person who's whipping has to really concentrate and take his time. He can't rush it.
Right, he has to really,
he's going to injure himself.
Yeah, right.
It's like a baseball pitcher.
Right.
He has to take a wind up and throw it. He just can't throw it fast. He has to really concentrate.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true. Okay. Now, we're going to get to another Bryson now. Regarding, because the Mishnah talked about how whether it's a man or woman, if they get themselves dirty by going to the bathroom, it depends at what point, but they could be exempt from lashes. We're going to see from the Brisa now what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says, Echad Ish Be'echad. Oh, first, let's look at the Mishnah first. End of the Mishnah. That's that's the first step. I made a chart here, and we should first see the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah again, right? In the Mishnah, we said whether it's be'rei or whether it's mayim, whether it's solid waste or whether it's liquid waste. The Tanakhama says in our Mishnah, pater. Okay. Let's think about it for a second. Right before the lashing procedure takes place, they are already so scared, either a man or a woman, that they can't control themselves. Now the Tanakh comes and says whether it's solid waste or whether it's liquid waste, that there will be pater. Seems from here is that once they do that, they will be exempt from lashes. Rabbi Huda says that we're more lenient for women. They have more; they're more sensitive to being embarrassed. We're more lenient. If she just has a liquid emission, she urinates, so she will be exempt. But if a man does that, it won't be enough. A man has to do number two. Has to have
number
solid,
two is
number
because
two,
he does
solid waste.
Number two. One, two. When he does number two, he does also number
two. Okay.
No?
Okay, that's biologically speaking. Okay. But Rabbi Huda says that there won't be enough for
It won't be enough for a man to be released from lashes. It would be urination for a woman is enough. That's I put that over here. I said basically, I was cryptic here. I just said Tanakama is whatever they do there. He's lenient. They're pater.
Tanakama says either or.
Right. And Rabbi Yehuda says only we're only lenient on the woman. They're more sensitive to be embarrassed. So, okay. Now let's see the brayso. Tana Rabbanan, echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha be'rei'i v'lo b'mayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, he's strict.
Yeah.
Good, right? He's strict. There has to be a serious bathroom problem here for them to be either a male or female to be released. Right? I mean, pardon the expression. They're releasing. What caused them a release from lashes? Yeah, I said that's sorry, and that's good. I have to be more precise in my language here. Yeah. They'll be exempt. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ha'ish be'rei'i va'isha b'mayim."
Right.
Right. That's going to be in line with right what he said in the Mishnah.
Right.
Okay. And the Chachamim. I put that here. The Chachamim. Yeah, I put the Chachamim. Yeah. The Chachamim say, "Echad va'ish ve'echad a'isha." Ben Rei, Ben B'mayim.
Wow,
okay. And that is like the Tanakama, right?
That what?
No, that was the Tanakama.
No.
That's like the Tanakama of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Chachamim here.
Tanakama.
And the Braisa, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a friend out there. Thank you, Rabbi Kotler. Wow. Okay. Fibro Borov wants to tighten his screw. wants to give me lashes. Okay. So, 1 second. We have another Brysa. We have a second Brysa now. And we're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha b'rei'i. Right? That is not like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here that this is we have a stira here that over here.
Like Rabbi Meir now.
Right. He's not differentiating.
Right.
And
well, he's going with the scripture depending on.
Right.
He's going
like Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi
Meir. Okay. So. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak clarifies and says that shneihim shavim b'riri. In other words, this new brisa now, this second brisa, he's just not discussing. He's not discussing liquid waste. He's only discussing Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa solid waste.
What does that mean?
Hold on.
In other words, not necessarily a contradiction,
right,
only
right,
focusing
right,
on the
I was only focusing
right,
on number two.
Right.
I guess
that's
Shneim.
Right. Doesn't necessarily contradict him, right? This second, his opinion, second price here. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we're going to talk about. Under a different topic.
So
you
just focused. Which should
be
equal?
Right? Equal. They're equal on that.
Just in that.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't focus. We didn't look at the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amashmo. Kafatuhu. They tied him up to the post based in. And he did. And he was like Houdini here. Houdini over here. He just broke away. They tied him up solidly onto the post, seemingly.
Right.
No one came and checked no one didn't come and check if it was tied properly or not.
Manager.
Houdini. So in other words, Houdini was Chas Shalom. He was Jewish too, yeah.
His father's a rock.
What do you say?
Yeah.
So I don't know what they would do with Houdini if he was high as lashes.
Well, even when they checked him, he could get away. He was a skate artist.
No. What'd you say?
He could get away.
So he somehow broke loose and he ran. And he had he was borrowing Rebbe Cutler's Adidas sneakers. I heard you say that. I heard you say that before. So that's okay. And he. He said two things.
We're trying to make it easy for the guy. So Fred said he took a diuretic, and I said he took one of those snap walk shirts that he can rip off.
That's good. To an EM Miklat, is he
Miklat? Oh, EM Miklat. Wow. Well, he wasn't joking here. That's only a place where people.
Reality.
It's not going to help him. No.
What happens?
This person here.
A person.
Oh, anybody?
Who's of Malchus?
Well, don't forget, he did it b'mezid, right? This person.
The army wouldn't do anything for him.
Right.
They take him down. The only thing he would do for him would get him less lashes, because after running there, he's
a week. Yeah. No, but it does not say.
Okay.
No, they take him back.
In other words.
Wait, what if he goes to another
base and
he had missed?
Okay, well.
Sin. Have we had a case like that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We covered that.
Why? First, he goes to the first base and that's it.
Sorry, he doesn't have to get mocked.
If he goes to a second base then, he admits it after the
Psalm. Maybe he doesn't have to be tied up a second time.
No, he runs away before the Psalm.
Ah, okay.
That's right, yeah, okay. So over there, he ran away. And over here, he's not running. Meaning that when he runs away, that's part of this whole thing of nikla. We always have to have nikla here, right? It's a certain amount of demeaning, of humiliation. So, but over by the by if oh hold on one second hold it one second hold on one second. I skipped a line here. Sorry.
That's perfect too.
Right. So he ran from base. He's butter because that very act of having to flee, run away, that's going to help him as far as the idea of nikla, of being humiliated. So he'll be butter from lashes. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I better get some good shoes.
Yeah.
Because I can't run fast.
So, now we have a challenge here. Nesei Vase. Kolo Ben Berishona Ben Beshnia Paturino So. Right? We have a challenge.
He's Pater from Marcus. But
yeah. And that's before. So that's a
what
really.
Happens to the other
that's a Pella. Because we thought. We had an Havamina so far that he at least has to get one lash, maybe. But sometimes you see, no, you know, it's not true.
Okay, but Malchus is a forgiveness of the sin. It's a way of repentance. By him running away, is that considered repentance? And he's
the act of having to run away is like humiliating.
Yeah,
but he has to run. He's like, it's embarrassing.
But
so
Kadosh Baruch Hu, does he get another? Is he forgiven or not?
By running away, he's butter, and he doesn't get any. I don't know if he's forgiven, he's just fulfilled his punishment. Forgiven, I think, unless you make tshuva. I don't think if you fulfill your punishment, you're forgiven. It's not just the punishment. I don't think you're forgiven. You have to still. We're hoping you're going to do tshuva by the punishment. Yes. I think the tshuva is just, this is the tshuva, this is it, required tshuva.
Right.
I mean, this is a required punishment.
Right. So a major ingredient to be reinstated, to be with Am Yisrael back reunited with Am Yisrael, and being, you know, this idea of being a brother again. We say you're not your brother. Once a person does is an avera, yeah, he's still Jewish. You can't change that, but he's not your brother. Amisecha, not part of your nation. So part of the suffering here brings him, reinstates him back. And what also with tshuva, yeah, tshuva and yumir and nikla, because it's a, we keep saying the word nikla here, kala and nikla.
You have to admit that you did something wrong, you have to ask for forgiveness.
It's a very strong teaching. What it's coming to show us is, you know, there's the saying that, you know, when you embarrass somebody, it's as if you killed them. But you see here, somebody who's embarrassed, he's putter from something that's chayv to the point where, how far did they evaluate him? They evaluate him to the point of death. Right before death, that's when they stop giving him malchus.
Right.
So you see how high the embarrassment really is.
Wow. Right.
The embarrassment is really considered as if you basically killed the guy.
Good. Very
don't
good.
Embarrass anybody.
Yeah. Very good. And we see the word nikla keep coming all the time. Kola and nikla, humiliation. Zilzul, I think the Rivan used the word zilzul, cheapening of the person, a degrading of the person. This is a major ingredient to help him be clean from what he did wrong. So here, it's just the act of fleeing is a million is enough degrading to have to run away like this. Counts to be scot free from the lashes. We saw also another case. Right before the Mishnah, we're going to say, before we start this last Mishnah, and we'll get to it, but it's the last comment here by the Gemara is that it seems like you have to have a lash to be in the realm of humiliated, being humiliated. But it's lav davka. As a matter of fact, we see on page Kuf Beis. Was it Kuf Beis or Kuf? I think it was Kuf Beis, second side. The Rivan said, even a faulty assessment, even before one lash is given. At one point we saw the Rivan say that a few pages ago. A faulty assessment by basing on a person, that's in itself they made a mistake with the assessment. That can be enough also. There could be a nikla.
Right.
Emulation to be putter from even the first lash. So lav davka, we're seeing at the end, it must kind of was, but it's lav davka. We see situations also when we're going to see also.
Well, also if they go to the bathroom before the first lash is administered. If
they assess him that he can. Right.
If he goes to the bathroom, I think before. The forward pass rule is actually the first time in the history of the world that you see the forward pass rule in football. It's the exact forward pass rule. Whether or not the hand is actually traveling forwards or backwards is exactly the rule of a quarterback on whether or not it's actually considered a pass or a fumble. It is the forward pass rule.
In other words, if he passes backwards to a fullback, it's not really a pass, right? It's like a handoff. It's a handoff, right? It's
only when he's. And if his hand is still moving backwards and somebody hits the ball, it's considered a fumble.
Okay.
If the hand is moving forward, it's considered as if he was in action.
It's incomplete.
Incomplete pass.
Continuing that analogy, if he goes to the bathroom and then strikes him, that's unnecessary roughness.
That's right. And then you probably be tied to something.
I forget the rules, but if the quarterback passes behind him, not a handoff.
That's a lateral pass.
That's a guy. If he does this though, he's still okay. He can still pass the ball to the halfback and also can throw
the
slumber.
The lateral pass is when he went to the front, he has to kind of like sidearm. That's like a lateral pass.
No, but it is the whole event. Somebody actually is, and you see like Hashem's greatness that everything in the world is actually written here in the Torah. It is the whole event.
That's good. Okay. For those coming in now, we're not talking about football strategy. We're talking about lasher strategy. Whipping strategy. That's why I said hike before. I said hike. But he said a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Pigskin. But not using pigskin here. That's okay. Maybe we'll try to get to the Mishnah before Rav Draw comes. I'm so excited here about football. That's the place. So that's what happens, right? So let's see. So now what about the rope breaking now? Did we get there yet? Hold on. We have a challenge, right? Kala ben Mishon ben and Shnia Potrin also, right? That if he was humiliated by going to the bathroom between the second and the first and second lashings, right? So, because what happened was that the person whipping, he raised his whip to strike the first one, and he soiled himself from the time that the whipper raised the whip to strike the first lash, whether it's Now the strap broke, the whip broke before the second lash, right?
Means he got the first one.
Right, he got one already. Well, he raised it for the second one. In other words, he's raising the whip for the second lash, and now he's going to be exempt because he already got demeaned. He was already humbled. The Nikla was already established. It was already achieved. His humiliation. Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
Sorry. Okay. So the whip broke. And...
He was... Nikla because of the lash.
Right. But if it was before the first lash and the whip broke, that's a different story.
We're not talking about soiling himself.
Different ball game, funny special, yeah. Right.
He does make it and he says, I gotta go to the bathroom. I wanna go to the bathroom.
If he says that. Was the first last given already? It depends. If the first last was given, so there's a concept too. No, there's a concept also. Any interruption in the procedure, a viable interruption, he's already humiliated enough. Once the first lash, for whatever reason, we see over here, there's an interruption that he breaks away. It's an interruption in the procedure. It's a viable interruption, even before the first lash.
So
then he can be now released from further lashes.
So before they even start, the person whipping him, he first asks, do you need to go to the bathroom? And he also needs to check his whip.
I don't know if it's a viable interruption.
Why? That's great, you know.
Okay.
You saw
Yes.
So
okay. Kala. So that was So we had a challenge.
Right.
From Raisa. Kala bein birishona bein bishnia potrin oso. Right. If he got already the kala nikla was achieved already. In other words, because he got himself dirty.
He went right. Good.
Yeah.
Whether it's hit in the first time, even, it's right. So there's the case where he goes to the bathroom without getting hit, and he's putter.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Good. Now, if the whip breaks.
Right.
Now, okay. Bishnia putrin oso birishona ain't putrin oso.
Right.
Meaning that if the strap broke while he raised it for the second lash. He's exempt because again, Nikla was achieved. He was demeaned already from the first lash.
He
got the first lash, right? And but if it broke the whip while raised to strike the first lash,
right,
he is not exempt.
Right.
Okay.
This is a question on the Mesa.
Am I right? Here's the question: Lahavi Karatz. Right now, we saw he could get away without even getting one single lash. If he broke away from the post he was tied to. Why is there a distinction between the first and second stroke if the whip broke? Even if the whip broke before the first lash, he should be similar to the case of the guy who ran away before even the first lash.
Right.
Yeah. Things are breaking? No. Okay.
No, everything is perfect.
Okay.
Besides
the whip breaking. Okay. So, Hasbam answers, Hasbam, in other words, we said before, it's just an act of fleeing. That's right.
Here didn't run. That's not it. Right. Therefore,
before he got lashes, yes, I'm able to flee. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, I have time. I still have time. Yeah. Almost finished. Almost finished with the Mishnah. Come on, Brian.
Just approve it.
Almost finished.
Guys, he's just going to finish two lines. Gentlemen. Let's finish up until the Mishnah, yeah?
Right.
Now, this is also interesting.
We have two lines in the Mishnah.
I got to go to the double O, and if not, we're going to have a big problem here.
Double O 7.
Am I excused?
You are excused.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. I guess we should whip him later. Yeah. Double O 7?
Right. Now, based in another brisa, based in Duhu Lik Shilka Kala Potrinoso. They estimate based on, they see he's a sensitive guy, or a very sensitive woman, whatever. And they estimate that even after one lash, he's going to make. So he's going to be pater. From any more lashes. Even after one lash. Because they see him, he's going to go to the bathroom right away. Now, they also estimate that this, another scenario, that if they're gonna, that this guy's going to make as soon as he's finished. As soon as he's finished the lashes. Well, that doesn't make sense because he's done anyhow. One second.
If they evaluate him, they go to the bathroom before they even give him that first lash.
Good. Right, that's the first thing. Right.
That's proper.
Right. Now, the second case, when he's finished the lashes, the second case here. It means he's going out from base. It means he's finished. He's finished. Right.
He's not going to go to the bathroom until after they finish.
Right.
He's got that level of maturity.
That's right. Right. He won't be exempt. Because not considered to me by lashes. Right. Right. Lo'od. Ela afilu kala betchila malkinoso. Shema vihikiu v'nikla. V'lo she laka shalaka kavar bebeisdin. In other words. Furthermore, even if he's going to be demeaned in the beginning, before he gets the lashes, because the pasuk says that the sequence here in the with the words, is the he first he has to get hit.
Then he's embarrassed.
Right? Not vice versa. Right? Meaning that even if he gets himself dirty before actually getting whipped, in the beginning he's going to be exempt because he's humiliated. This implies, or the exemption applies only if the sequence of these words is followed, but not in a case where he's humiliated and basically before getting lashed at all. So it comes out that, like I said, we said before, that according to the pasukim here, the maskana is there's a sequence. First, the lash, one lash. Once one lash is administered, then you put into motion humiliation, the nikla. That's the sequence. Lash causes nikla. You don't have nikla without lash. But lav dafka, like I said before, lav dafka, we see situations where this is not a requirement for humiliation. We mentioned Yvonne previously. Even a faulty assessment can make someone humiliated and cause them to be released from lashes at all. We see over here cases we just talked about here. He's breaking loose like Houdini, and he broke loose. And that breaking loose and running away is considered to be humiliating, and he'll be putter from exempt from lashes. So the Gemara at the end seems to be saying, in the Maskana, that you need this the sequence of the kohu, and that's going to cause nikla, humiliation. Lav dafka. See, case is not like that. Okay. Thank you all.
Yeah, sure. So here it's a